CK4 Rookies.
We can dance if we want to. We can leave your friends behind. Cause your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well, they're no friends of mine. See, we can go where we want to, place where they will never find. And we can act like we come from out of this world, leave the real one far behind.
What's up, everybody? I am Maximum Mike, and you are listening to another episode of Rock for Rookies. Let's call the show what it is. This is the show for the week of October 12th, 2008. We know that it's not live, because actually right now, while you're listening to the show, if you're listening to it on a Sunday, I am flying high. That's right, I'm actually probably on a plane at this very moment, and I'm flying towards America for about 2 weeks to visit with the in-laws, so I'm going to be experiencing the rock for the next week, Americano style. So actually, I've decided to call this week's show Flying High with Rock for Rookies. They're all going to be songs which are totally going to make your spirit soar, make your rock self at one with the sky and all the love everywhere. So we're going to start this off with an absolutely fantastic punk cover by the punk cover masters, Me First and the Gimme Gimmes. I mentioned them last week when we were talking all about NOFX. So this is from their first album, Have a Ball, from 1997. The song is originally by John Denver. It's Leaving on a Jet Plane.
All my bags are packed and ready to go. I'm standing here outside the door. I hate to wake you up to say goodbye, but the dawn is breaking, it's early morning. Taxi's waiting, it's blown his horn. Already I'm so lonesome I could die. So kiss me and smile for me. Tell me that you'll wait for me. Hold me like you'll never let me go.
That was, of course, Leaving on a Jet Plane. And guys, I gotta tell you, even if you didn't like the punk cover, go back and listen to the original. John Denver's version is absolutely beautiful, as well as Frank Sinatra's version. Now, we're about to crank the show up, because honestly, I've realized recently that it's very possible that I have forgotten all my metalheads out there, but you are not forgotten, and this song is going out to all of you guys. It's both for my Valentine, and I have nothing to add about the band that I haven't said in the past, other than the fact that they're really slow at working on their new album. Here's Take It Out on Me.
We'll be right back.
Right after Bullet from My Valentine, we heard from the Drive-By Truckers, a fantastic southern rock band, or as they're also known, the genre of cowpunk, which I think is a much cooler title. Anyway, that was from the album Decoration Day from 2003, which was well received by everybody, and it's a good band to use to get to know the southern rock genre today. Now, specifically Drive-By Truckers, lyrics often revolve around drifters and outlaws trying to survive in economically depressed small towns. Whoopity-doo! But either way, fantastic band. Now, right after them, segment we heard from Arch Enemy, because I gotta tell you, I just feel totally pumped up, and we're gonna be listening to a lot of metal this show. Not all metal, so those of you who hate metal, stick this one out, because A, you may find some stuff that you really like. But as you can see, afterwards we heard from Arch Enemy and the song Nemesis from the album Doomsday Machine from 2005. Now, Arch Enemy are in a melodic death metal band. Now, specifically, if you go back and you listen to those, the vocals, yes, that is Angela Gasso. I'm pretty sure that's how you pronounce her last name. It's a girl. Yes, that is a girl. She just basically goes, nah, rah, but much better than I do. So they are a fantastic band. Johnny, who does Electronic Voyage, is a huge fan of Arch Enemy, so that shows his musical preferences. Way he's got total extremes. Now, to keep the show moving, we're going to listen to a song by Lil Wayne and T-Pain. Yeah, the crunk rappers. Yeah! So that's what we're going to be listening to, but we're not going to be listening to their song by them. We're going to be listening to the song Got Money, but this is a cover. I'm in a cover mood as well, and this is a cover by Jonathan Davis. We mentioned this, that he just put out this solo track right here, and from basically what it means is it seems as if there's not going to be much Korn music coming out, because John Davis and the Simply Fucking Amazings plan to be putting out an album of their own music soon. So, I don't know. Here's the song Got Money.
Yeah. AKA Mr. Make It Rain on them hoes. We never really moved on.
of an angel. Hearing those words, it makes me weak. Let her die. Never want to say
Before we keep going, I just want to say that if you hear the wind in the microphone, I just want to say, too bad, it's such a beautiful day that I decided to record the show outside. Alright, right after Got Money, we heard from The Darkness, just to keep you on your toes, because they're the kind of band that used to be able to do that, the glam metalists, and we played, heard the song Knockers. Sorry, it's kind of hard not to laugh. The song was off the album One Way Ticket to Hell and Back, which was pretty much the most expensive penis joke ever, which they called an album. Now, the defunct band had a way with words, and they had a way with guitars, and it made it just seem all right, even though they were basically just singing about elbows. Right, so anyway, after The Darkness, we heard from the band Hinder, and the song Lips of an Angel, the acoustic version. Now, that song specifically was a dedication from Yoni Weiss to Aviva Wolf. He basically wanted to give over some message about feelings or something on his mind, and I don't really recall the words, but he said he sort of left the song up to me. All I'm saying is that at least I didn't choose the song Knockers. Alright, moving on, we're about to hear from one of the busking bands. Busking is, of course, sort of just taking your guitar out onto the street and playing it, which is basically what John Butler is most famous for. So we're about to hear from the John Butler Trio and a fantastic song off the album Grand National from 2007. The song's called Devil Running, and for me, I think it's actually the rockiest track on the album, which doesn't make it necessarily the best, but I happened to like it the most. Now, the interesting thing is I don't feel... You know, I understand that the album's from 2007, and most of the albums I've been playing recently are from 2000 and beyond, but I don't feel bad playing newer music, because newer music has so much music to draw from, so many different decades and so many different styles to draw from, that it's so much more complex, and in a lot of cases, it has everything that you love from the older decades and more. So here to prove it is the song Devil Runnin'.
Frustration, forget when I don't meet expectations. Everything you wish came true. In the end, we all blamed you. Even though, as they all know, you weren't the only one. 2, 3, 4. Why do you still keep it around when you know it brings me down? I'm hitting everything. That you did other guys, but I gotta wonder why you'd leave it out for me. Shit. Why am I still hanging around when I know it brings me down? I'm hitting everything. And you are getting rides home in his car, you're making out in his front yard, I'm hitting everything.
Please don't remind me, put your right behind me. Try to fight it wisely, wish you'd be swimming. I'm not violent, but I saw you on my screen. I used to be mine, but can't we just pretend?
And if we can have another day, I've got so much left to say. I'll tell you everything, and I'll laugh when I think about the past. When I see you after class, you're hating everything.
Please don't remind me, put your back behind me. A chance to fight it wisely, wish it this would end. And I am not violent, but I saw you on my screen. I used to be mine, but can't we just pretend? Please don't remind me, put your back behind me. A chance to fight it wisely, wish it this would end. I am not famous, that I saw you on my screen. Name is to see my look, can we just pretend? And she said,
that was, of course, Blink-182 with Online Songs off the album Take Off Your Pants and Jacket. You know, just sometimes I'm in the mood for a good na-na song, and if you don't know what that is, it's when punk rockers all of a sudden break out and go na-na-na-na-na. You can basically hear it at a minute and 40 into the song. It's one of my favorite songs just because of that part and the fact that it's pretty fun. Anyway, before then we heard from Kitty. Kitty is the Canadian all-female metal band from London. London, Ontario. We all know Kitty there. Crazy freak death metalists with a lot of funk metal thrown in. That was off their first album, Spit. And the song was Spit. And yes. So moving on, last song for part one. And I've decided that, you want to know something? The last song of part one seems to be the best place to put the Metallica song for the week. So we're about to hear a song off the album Load from 1996. This is basically when all the crazy speed metal stopped. The 80s were over, and Hetfield and Kirk Hammett decided to start experimenting with more blues-paced tones and styles. Hetfield's also lyrical evolution happened. He had writing that was more personal and introspective lyrics. Specifically, Until It Sleeps was the album's lead single. It was addressed to his mother's losing battle with cancer. Mama Said explored his other relationship with his mother. Basically, it marked a huge departure from the political and social overtones found on albums like Injustice for All and Master of Puppets. So guys, here we go. It's a lot slower than what you're used to when it comes to Metallica. This is Hero of the Day.
That won't Welcome to Intermission. Intermission.
Welcome back. I am Maximum Mike, and welcome to part two of Rock for Rookies. Did that intermission bring you down? Are you feeling sleepy? Well, it's time to jump the hell up, as I said, high in the sky. And I only know one band that can do that right now. It's time for Coheed and Cambria and the Favor House Atlantic. So that was Coheed and Cambria and the song Favor House Atlantic off the album, here we go again, In Keeping Secrets of the Silent Earth 3. The album was certified gold, and that makes Coheed and Cambria one of the best new prog bands around right now. The term in a sense is relatively new. New prog and other labels such as post prog have been suggested or used. The term has also been known for some earlier bands like Radiohead, but it actually counts for more like bands like The Doves, Muse, Mystery Jets, Oceanside, Pure Reason Revolution, and 30 Seconds to Mars. New prog. If you're a fan of prog rock or prog metal at all, Coheed and Cambria should be your number one favorite band right now because they do amazing, amazing things. And with that said, it's time for the rock news. Rock news on Rock for Rookies. I'm Maximum Mike, and welcome to the news. Guys, son of a monkey, Billboard reports that more than a decade after its conception, Guns N' Roses' album Chinese Democracy will finally see the light of day before this year's end. The date is set for Sunday, November 23rd of this year. The album will be exclusive to Best Buy, and Best Buy is also backing it up, so wow. Let's see if it lives up to 10 years worth of hype, even though half the tracks have already been leaked to the internet. Whatever. Okay, other news, moving on. Lamb of God have been banned from playing the LA Forum with Metallica because back in the day, before they were called Lamb of God, they were called Burn the Priest, and apparently the LA Forum is owned by the church. So, whoop-a-dee-doo, Machine Head will be replacing them for those three specific concerts. Fans of Faith No More, Mike Patton, and Serge Tankian are going to contribute a song for the movie Body of Lies. The music was actually made by Mark Streitenfeld, and Ridley Scott came together to help create the song. They wanted some interesting voices, so they went out to Mike and Serge Tankian at the same time, and they decided to do a collaboration. For those of you that are interested in hearing the song, it is currently streaming on Serge Tankian's MySpace page. Alright, this is also some pretty freaking cool news. The Biography Channel in America is going to do a whole bit on one man, his music, and the country that embraced him. It's a 2-hour documentary special, Johnny Cash's America. It's going to be premiering on Thursday, October 23rd, and I just want to read to you the summary, or at least the rundown, on Johnny Cash that they have for this documentary. And it starts like this. At the time of his death in 2003, no other entertainer in history has brought together people in such diverse creeds, politics, and persuasions as Johnny Cash. With his hits spanning 6 decades from the 1950s into the 21st century, Cash sought to advocate his beliefs and unifying people through his music. Wading in the controversies of his time, Cash was a man who believed in God, but was a friend to the devil, a patriot and a drug addict, a friend to presidents, and an ally to prisoners. His America was not red, white, or blue. It was black. So anyone in America, totally need to hook yourselves up and watch that. It's going to be absolutely fantastic. But that's it for the rock news. Most of it is brought to you by antimusic.com and me, Maximum Mike. So that's all for the news for this week. And we're going to move on to a song which I'm dedicating to two of the most important ladies in my life, other than my wife and my new daughter. This is being dedicated to Lital and Nomi, two of my best friends in the whole world, and I know that they have awesome taste in music, which means they're going to love this song. It is going to be Flogging Molly and the song Death Valley Queen off the album Drunken Lullabies. Now, I just want to say a little something. Flogging Molly put out an album just this year called Float, and it reached number 40 on the Billboards, which is the highest position that any band of the Celtic punk genre has gotten. So, full respect to Flogging Molly. This is Death Valley Queen for my two favorite ladies.
Still goes to show, in every desert there's a rose. We're falling, I forgot to say.
Revolution, eat your heart and in your mind to define the conclusion.
Okay, ladies, that was Papa Roach and the song Between Angels and Insects, the first Papa Roach song that I ever heard. It's off the album Infest from 2000, and it's quite possibly their best song. And I also, after looking into it, I also discovered that a lot of the lyrics have numerous references to the novel Fight Club by Chuck Palahniuk, blah, blah, blah. Either way, you know it from Brad Pitt when he was all cool in Fight Club. All right, guys, moving on. It's time to discuss an upcoming Israeli band. And by upcoming, I mean nobody's given them the chance that they deserve right now. I'm, of course, talking about the grunge metal band Heavenbound. So Heavenbound was started back in 2003 in Israel when Keshet started working with lead singer Gabriel Just on writing a rock opera. The duo finished writing the opera called The Dements, and then they added a drummer, Mike Sponge Isaac, and a bassist, Rummy Bottle of Rum, in 2006. That's his name, Rummy Bottle of Rum. I look forward to meeting this dude. Actually, I hope to have Heavenbound on the show in a few weeks, maybe interview them. It will be absolutely awesome. Now, in 2006, Heavenbound came out with a new show, which included a lot of new songs and more genres. They had hard rock, grunge metal, folk rock, progressive funk, blues, everything, which they decided to add to their big Dements show. Now, here's the deal. They made a promise to their fans, which they do have many here in the country. They decided they would play a brand new song on each and every show that they did, and apparently that is a promise they have kept very well. Now, here's the big deal. Why am I bringing them up now? A, it's time to get to know the bands here in this country. Secondly, they do have a show coming up. It's going to be in Tel Aviv on Friday the 17th in King George number 48. There is no age restriction. Entrance is 40 shek, and doors open at 9:30. And of course, I'm also saying this because the opening act are going to be Late 8, who I just played on last week's show, so you know that they kick ass. Guys, check it out. This is one of the singles that Heavenbound sent me. It's called White Silhouette.
We'll call my cat White Silhouette and paint my dick brown. It's Heavenbound.
Of dawn burn through my heart. The stars never fade, they explode. Check my face to be sure I do.
feeling empty, a rusted inside, a broken frown.
The clock is real, make a deal, risk another hit. The time is now and the payment is my sin. You think it's over? Well, I've come too far to back down now. You think it's over? My time to rise above you. It's time to rise above you.
A perfect ending, a perfect now.
No remorse, no regrets. We got time for the simple-minded bullshit. You think it's over? Well, I've come too far to back down now. You think it's over? My time to rise above you. It's time to rise above you.
just heard from punk rockers Sum 41 and the song It's What We're All About off the Spider-Man 1 soundtrack. I love Sum 41. I love punk rock mixed with rap. It's possibly one of the best styles of music. Smack dab in the middle there was Kerry King of the thrash metal band Slayer. Does an amazing guitar solo right in the middle. Now, before Sum 41, we heard from Drowning Pool and the song Full Circle from the album of the same name from 2007. I'm in a very heavy mood. You heard all the rock. You heard all the metal, all the heavy stuff that I played. And of course, Ryan McCombs, lead singer, is one of my favorite singers of the metal genre. But that brings us to the end of part two, except for one more song that I have to play before we get to the salute. And we're about to hear from an amazing guitarist called Khaki King. The song is called Playing with Pink Noise, and it's off the album Legs to Make Us Longer from 2004. So right now, first of all, she's a busker, which basically means she started off in like the subways, just playing her guitar with her suitcase open, trying to get money. Now, here's the deal. She is possibly one of the best guitarists ever. Now, I'll prove it to you. David Grohl, right? Because we all worship David Grohl because he's an amazing, amazing musician. This is what he says. He says, there's some guitar players that are good, and there's some guitar players that are really fucking good. And then there's Khaki King. In February 2006, King was named a guitar god by Rolling Stone magazine, becoming the first female to ever make this list in the history of the publication. Now, here's the deal. Right now, she says, ultimately, I'd rather be known as, oh yeah, that sounds like Khaki King, rather than, oh, she's pretty good for a girl. So I'm going to leave it up to you to decide how damn good she is. Remember, what you're about to listen to is her and an acoustic guitar. This is Playing with Pink Noise. See, I told you so. Khaki King, absolute genius. Guys, check out her stuff on YouTube. That's the best place to get a lot of her singles really, really quickly. I saw her first because Dr. Machete posted her playing from the David Letterman show, and I thought it was absolutely brilliant. So I checked out the rest of her stuff, and she really does deserve the title of Rock God, or Guitar God, as they were called. All right, guys, it's time for the salute. Now, I'm going to play a salute to a band that doesn't really deserve it, because I don't think they've really influenced anybody else, and they're way too new. But here's the issue. I'm in such a good mood, and I also have been listening to this band all week, and I just decided that you need to get just a whole surge of Lost Prophets. All right, what do you say about a band that's so new? First of all, they were started in 1997, but they didn't really make it big until the year 2000 when they put out the album The Fake Sound of Progress. Now, here's the deal. They're like punk with funk metal combined. Now, here's something really funny. When they originally first started, they were called Lost Prophets. Basically, all the S's are replaced with Z's because at the time, who was bigger than the Biscuit? Nobody. Kavod and respect to Limp Bizkit. So here's where we're going to start. We're going to start with a song called Shinobi vs. Dragon Ninja, which basically was a reference to some of their favorite old, like, Nintendo or TV shows and video games. The first one was the video game Shinobi, and the second one was Bad Dudes vs. Dragon Ninja, which was, while the second was an alternative spelling of Cobra Kai, that dojo from the Karate Kid movies, and they also had references to Bad Droid Mode from the Super Dimensions Fortress Macross. They have all sorts of stuff like that. They were actually assisted by acts such as Metallica and finally getting into the whole American scene. That's basically enough to mention about them, except for the fact that, I mean, they toured with Linkin Park and Deftones and Taproot and all sorts of stuff like that. But let's just get started. This is Shinobi vs. Dragon. Hold on to your seats!
Figured out. Wanna do whatever. Laugh until September.
That was Shinobi vs. Dragon, which brings us to their second album, Start Something, that came out in 2004. The first single was already out in 2003, and it was the song Burn Burn, which is the song we are about to hear. Now, here's what I want to say about Start Something. The entire album is pure genius, alright? It feels like it was just put together so well. Every time I hear it, I'm just like, how do you write music like this? How do you get to a level where every note hits with the beat and it all flows so well? That's what I feel when I listen to the entire album of Start Something. And truthfully, the single Burn Burn, I also just read that apparently the song Burn Burn attracted some criticism because it bore a striking resemblance to the song Mother Mary by a band Fars. Something like that. Fars, Water, and Solutions album. Either way, I think it's a fantastic song. You have to form your own opinion. That's what the show is about. So here we go. It's the song Burn Burn off Start Something. Alright guys, this brings us to 2006 and the album Liberation Transmissions. It basically was a huge departure from what the band had done up until that point. So here's where it goes weird. The Ian Watkins, the singer, basically said that any band can create avant-garde music, but it takes real talent to make good pop music that people actually want to listen to while also staying true to yourself. So I don't know, isn't the whole pop music thing that anybody can do it, anybody can write a pop song, and you know, though I've never agreed with that, because I certainly can't write a pop song which will be so catchy that millions and millions of people will listen to it, I also don't actually consider the album Liberation Transmissions pop in any form of sense. Yes, it is definitely softer and not as heavy as their first two albums, even though people already thought that Start Something wasn't heavy enough compared to the fake sound of Progress. But either way, it's up for you to decide again. I mean, it was a huge change, and you know what? Bands need to evolve, and Lost Prophets did. Here's the song, The New Transmissions. Peoply peeps, what's been going on with the Lost Prophets since their last album, The Liberation Transmissions? And the truth is, a lot. I mean, yes, they said they wanted their new album to be out in 2007, but that just didn't happen. However, up until this point, they said they have an entire album written. They've been working on it on and off. At every single concert they've done so far, they've played a brand new song saying, oh, and this is going to be on our next album, and this is going to be on our next album. So the truth is, they have the material. All they have to do is finish recording it, and I, for one, am looking forward to this fourth album. Now, here's the deal. They said that they've totally gotten the pop vibes out of their system, and they're going to go back to something more energetic and more dark, and also something like the way that they used to be, which hopefully means more funk and more metal, maybe a tad more screaming. Oh, even though, as you heard, the new Transmissions definitely had its fair share of the screaming. Either way, you're right. Maybe Lost Prophets don't deserve a salute, but what it comes down to is the fact that hopefully they pumped you up, at least until next week's show, when I will give you more things to pump you up, and more rock, and it's gonna be awesome. And while you guys are wherever you are over the next week, I hope that Lost Prophets will make your week that much more fun and help you fly that much higher. So for all the reasons above, and the fact that this band just keeps putting out the big hits, guys, I want to say Lost Prophets. Well, that's all the time we have for this week's show of the week of October 12th, 2008. I don't know where you guys are, but I'm stuck here in the States right now enjoying really, really good, awesomely huge deli sandwiches, which is probably the thing I love right after good hard rock, comic books, good movies. Yes, and then, there you go, deli. So, for me, I'm Maximum Mike. You guys have been listening to Rock for Rookies, and I will see you next week. Peace!